So it's less than 2 months ago, we were introducing this guy to you in general. Today, we're going to introduce one of his new projects and what he hopes it'll mean for you. Before you had even, I think, officially joined 10 Capital, you were talking about one of your passion projects, the podcast that you hope to bring. I know you to be a passionate guy. You love leadership training, did that obviously at Gonzaga, teaching. But what inspired you to launch the Compound Commitment, if I can steal the punchline of the title of your podcast, and really where does that come from or what does that mean from your own personal journey?
Well, one of the favorite things I did at Gonzaga is I started a podcast called The Hoop Commitment, and it was to help athletes, basketball players improve their way they eat, train, and lead. And what I found in the process was I learned so much. I got to reach out to NBA strength coaches, sports psychologists, nutritionists, and be able to learn from great leaders in the field. And then I'd be able to take that information and share it with the community. When I came here, I knew I wanted to do the same thing. I wanted to reach out to professionals in the financial world, in the health world, in the happiness world, be able to learn as much as I can, and then share it with our community.
Yeah, well, we talk all the time here at 10 Cap about the four pillars of wealth, wealth itself being one, health, loved ones, you know, your faith, your family, your friends, wherever those things are dear to you, and then legacy. You know, for us, that's a lot of charity. We're here shooting, I don't know what might be in the frame, but you know, when people come into our offices, they see that. We got the gym, you know, hey, come use our gym, get healthy. We're surrounded by pictures of those charitable causes that are passionate to us. Tell me about how you came up with the name that I already stole the introduction of from you. You know, commitment, obviously I know is a core principle of that in the title. What does that mean to you? Where do you, you know, that's something I think a lot of people struggle with. How do you hope to help?
Well, when I learned the difference between a goal and a commitment, it changed my life. And I was a kid that grew up setting goals. I had all the sticky notes on my bathroom mirror, and I love goals. And so when I talk to athletes, I say a goal means I want to. So a goal is something that you want to do. And I love to be able to think about, man, when I get to be a teenager, I'm going to make varsity. When I get to college, I want to get a scholarship. And I think I want to is so important. But it's rarely strong enough to ensure that you reach your goals. And so that's why you need a commitment.
And is the commitment more about the steps than the destination? So I want to be on varsity, therefore I commit to doing these steps to help.
Exactly. The commitment is the I have to. It's what's the daily thing that you have to do, all those small things that most people want to forget about that will get you to that big goal. Yeah. And so when I changed everything in my life that's really important from a goal into commitment, that's when I really saw the progress.
I think people get, when you talk about the compound commitment, they get compounding. They hear it all the time, at least, compounding interest. They get it when it comes to finance, their money. How does that apply then to those other aspects that you hope to bring to this podcast, be it health, happiness, et cetera?
Well, most things in life are skills. And we think about in the weight room, you don't get stronger under the bench press in one day. No matter how hard you lift, it's compounding those small efforts. Even after a week or maybe 2 weeks, you might get weaker. But over the course of months or years, those small consistent actions add up to something even bigger.
I know on your previous podcast, you would interview business leaders, like you said, coaches, trainers, people who had done very well in their respective fields. Were there anything that you learned or gleaned that surprised you? Or you're like, wow, there's a common thread to these people, even if they're in disparate industries, there's a pattern here that I think can apply to people wherever they may be.
Totally. I think one of the biggest things I saw is how people handle failure. And it's been great to be able to take these lessons and teach my kids. My daughter had a big setback in dance the other day, and I showed her this little Michael Jordan quote where he talked about how many shots he's missed, how many times his team trusted him to take the game-winning shot and he missed. And he's failed over and over and over, and that's why he succeeds. And all the people I interviewed, it was the same thing. It was this storyline of they had this big goal they wanted to be able to achieve, and then they hit the dip, and where most people quit, they didn't. They kept on going. And so they looked at failure as just another thing, a stair step to get to where they want to go.
One of the, it reminds me, when I went off to college, my parents gave me this little book of quotes, two or three that have stuck with me forever. One of which was, I realized pretty early I failed at 9 of the 10 things I tried, so I tried 10 times as much. And I think we look at a lot of people like, oh, he or she succeeded 10 times. I tried 10 times, I only succeeded once. We don't see that they tried 10 again, same failure rate maybe. For those people who are watching, we hope obviously this podcast is going to come to life this fall. What do you hope for listeners to take away, glean, grow from being able to listen to the podcast?
Well, the podcast theme is it's a journey of compounding wealth, health, and happiness. And I really hope that everyone gets to understand that there's a path to all of those things, which is daily commitments to be able to make sure that if you want to be happy, there's the three macronutrients of happiness. Do those small things every day. If you want to be healthy, you don't get healthy with eating one good meal. It's those small little decisions that add up over the course of a lifetime. And so I just want people to be inspired and then have daily actionable things that they can do and take away.
Awesome. Well, just as Maddie and Amy Joe got FICA and finance off the ground, Mike hits the scene. You're getting the compound commitment off the ground. The latest project from 10 Capital to hopefully help add not only some insights, but some fun and joy into your lives. Thanks, Mike. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.